Random House Audio presents Ghetto Superstar by Nikki Turner. Read for you by Bonnie Turpin. This book is dedicated in loving memory to a man who was indeed a superstar in his own right, my grandfather, James Buddy Lewis. And to every ghetto superstar worldwide, but especially those who have crossed my path, touched, or impacted my life in some way, there are too many of you to name, but you know who you are. Track 1, Hot Sounds. Fabiola Mays stood under the hot lights as she grasped the sweaty hands of two of the finalists in the talent show. She and her family had traveled a long way, from Richmond to New York City, and winning this competition could make all their dreams come true. Wearing a curve-hugging silk tiger print dress with a high side split and low back that fit her to perfection, compliments of her sister Adora, Fabiola surveyed the crowd for her support team. There they were. Adora and her mother, Viola, were sitting in the middle row. Mom gave Fabiola the nod and a smile. Adora just kept screaming, "You gave it to him, sis! You did your thing, girl!" Hot Sounds, the fastest up-and-coming record label in the industry, had sponsored the contest, and first prize was $50,000 plus a recording contract worth another $150,000. Hot Sounds was slowly taking over the hip-hop and R&B industries, flooding the radio and the music charts with number one hits and giving The Wizard, a legendary label that dominated the Billboard charts and was run by one of the biggest music moguls, Johnny Wiz.